啊，怎么了？这怎么了？爆炸了呀！
Can you see this orange glow here?
你看，他们把号表烧掉了，因为号表爆炸了，所以他们又想点了。时候他们回不了家了，只看到那个是他们回到地球上了。
哦，他们去不了月亮了吗？
是的，号表爆炸了，是他们把号表烧掉了，是他们。用前边回到地球上了，因为他们不能去月亮了。
哦，阿波罗十三号后边那火箭后边爆炸了，他们就不能去月亮了，他们就把那块扔掉了，然后又回到地球上了吗？
是的，所以他们用前边了。
哦。
These parts couldn't come back to Earth because if they tried to go through the air back to the ground on Earth, they would have burned up. They're coming so fast, coming back from the moon. When they go through the air, it gets very, very hot because they're going so fast. This part of the spaceship has a little shield on the front.When the air gets very hot, when it's going through very fast, the shield protects the spaceship from the hot fire that gets made when it goes through the air so fast. But these parts didn't have a shield like that. They were much bigger. It would have been hard to protect them. So if they had gone through the air, they would have just burned up from all the air.Going so fast past them. When we're in the car, remember when we get on the freeway to go very fast, we have to close the windows so that it's not blowing too hard on us. But these spaceships are going much, much faster. They're going so fast that if they don't have a shield, they'll start to burn up.Getting so hot, going through the air so fast. So only this little part of the spaceship was made to go back through the air, back to the ground on Earth.
They used the back to go back to the moon, but the back part had just the problem.
Well, this part had a problem. They were going to use this part, the lunar lander, to go down to the moon, but instead they had to use it to stay alive because so many parts were broken in the other spaceship. But here are some astronauts that did go down to the moon. And they're looking at things on the moon. They brought some tools to do some digging, just like you dig in the sandbox. They brought some digging tools. They've got a scoop, sort of like your shovel, and they've got a rake, sort of like your rake. And they have a hammer, and they have some tongs for grabbing things. When they were in their spacesuit was so big it was hard for them to bend over.Their spacesuit was like a big balloon with air inside for them to breathe. So it was like a big puffed up balloon. It was hard to bend over, so they had some tools just for grabbing things so they didn't have to bend over. Nobody had ever been to the moon before these people, so they were trying to figure out what kinds of things are on the moon and what is the moon made of.And they brought back some of the rocks that they found back to Earth. After they brought rocks back to Earth, people spent a long time looking at them to see what is the moon made of. People were trying to figure out where did the moon come from? people think that the moon is made of pieces that got broken off the earth. But that when they looked at the rocks, they were trying to figure out if that was true. This is a little tube. They stuck the tube. They screwed the tube down through the ground in the moon, and then pieces of the ground went inside the tube. So then when they pulled the tube up, then they had pieces from deep down in the moon inside the tube. This is a little rover, like a little car, but nobody is inside it. It's all by itself. It's a robot car, a rover. And people on Earth talk to it and tell it where to go. So it sends signals, radio signals, so we can't actually see them. This is just a picture showing that it's sending signals back and forth to the earth, and people tell it where
to
go.
1, 2, 3, 4.
What are you counting?
The numbers. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Oh, I see. Yeah. These numbers tell us, down here are some words that tell us what's in the pictures with the numbers. So picture number one, here we have number one. It says, Lunokhod 2, that's the name of this rover, arrived at the moon on top of the Luna 21 spacecraft. So there was a spaceship that carried the rover, and the spaceship landed on the moon, and then the rover drove out down this little ramp onto the moon. And here's picture number two. Number two, it says, guided from Earth, Lunokhod 2 set off on its 23-mile journey. So after it drove down the ramp, it drove 23 miles on the moon. That's the longest that anything has ever driven on the moon. This is after people went to the moon. And here's picture number three. 3 says, the rover was not equipped to directly sample rocks or soil, so it couldn't dig out pieces of the soil. It wasn't able to do that the way the astronauts were, but it did pause to closely inspect unusual rocks and other features. So it had little cameras on it. It could go up, it could drive up to a rock and look very closely at the rock. And then it would send pictures back to the Earth. Through the signals, it would send pictures back to the Earth so that people on Earth could see what the rover was seeing on the moon. Here's picture number four. Four says, Lunokhod 2 stopped working after 4.5 months. So it drove for 4.5 months, many, many weeks, but then it stopped working. However, its value to science remains. A reflector on the rover bounces laser beams back to observatories on Earth, helping to measure both the exact distance to the moon and its orbit. Do you remember I was telling you how the astronauts put some mirrors on the moon? Yeah, this rover has a mirror too, and they use it for some of the same things. They can send a beam of light. They can send a beam of light from the Earth to the mirror on the rover, and it reflects back, and they can measure how long it takes for the beam of light to reflect back, and that will tell them exactly how far away the moon is.
There's dust on the book.
There's dust on the book?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, are you looking at these little specks here? I think in this picture, those are supposed to be the stars. From when you're on the moon has hardly any air, almost no air above the ground on the moon, and there are no clouds, so you can see all the stars all the time.
The rockets, and there's a fire with some other rockets. And
yeah.
When the other rockets are out the balloon, they drop off the big rocket and they shoot the water.
That's right.
And the big water flies back up and here's my rocket.
Uh-huh.
That's the first one. To make to carry one person into space. And there's another rocket that's going to talk to carry two people up into space. The space so big with many space.
You're talking about the rockets that sent people up into space and sent people to the moon. These rockets, actually, these are just pictures. These rockets were never built. Some people wanted to build rockets like these, so they drew some pictures of them, but they never got built. But some of these parts are real parts. So these little rockets here, these are the solid rocket boosters. These were used on the space shuttle. These helped to lift the space shuttle up into space. And yeah, when they're done burning, they drop off into the water. And then there are some boats that come and get them. They come and find them in the water, and they take them back to where the launch pad is, and they fix them up and get them ready, and they can use them again. So those parts can be used again after they use them. So the reason they have two different rockets that they wanted to build this one just to carry people up so that they would make this one very safe, and then they wanted to build this one to send lots of stuff for the people up. And that way they wouldn't have to make this big one so safe. Because if...
Oh, the fire is coming out of the bottom of a spaceship.
Yeah, this is a picture. This is not real. This rocket was never built, but this is a picture somebody drew of what it would look like if this rocket took off from the launch pad. So, and this is the spaceship that was supposed to ride on top of this rocket, and they're still building this spaceship. They decided not to build this rocket, but they are building this spaceship right now. They just flew it a few months ago, actually, and it came back down, it launched up into space and came back down to Earth. And this is an idea that people had for how people could live on the moon. This hasn't been built either, but maybe someday people will build, they call it a moon base.
Moon base.
Yeah, a moon base where people can actually live on the moon. So far, nobody has ever lived on the moon except for the astronauts who lived there for a few days in the lunar lander during the Apollo missions, but this is an idea for a building that people could build on the moon, and they could live there for a long time, maybe.
Stars! Stars!
Oh, you're looking at these stars here? Well, they drew these stars because as the moon goes around the sun, remember, part of the moon is in the sunshine. That's the part that's light, and part of the moon is in the dark. It's away from the sun. That's the part that's dark. But there are two spots on the moon, the two poles, one at the top and one at the bottom, where you can see the sun all the time. No matter what side the sun is on, you can see the sun if you're at one of those poles. And it would be really hard for people to live on the moon if they had to be dark for a long time, because the moon gets very cold when on the side that's dark. So they thought, yeah, people can see Earth from the moon. That's a picture that they took of the Earth from the moon.
Here's the paper. A piece of paper, that's what they drew
up. Oh, well, here in the book they drew a picture of a paper clip holding the paper there. But this is a picture of the lunar rover that the astronauts drove on the moon. You can see how small it is compared to some of these rocks.
There's stars in the dark.
Oh, well, I guess in this picture we can't really see the stars. I guess maybe the moon was too bright reflecting the sunlight, so the camera didn't really see the stars. Just like when the sun is out during the day, here we can't really see the stars because the sun is too bright.
This book, can you see all the dark here?
Can I see all the dark?
Yeah.
You mean this part?
No.
Yeah, well, remember I was saying there's hardly any air, almost no air above the ground on the moon. And so the moon doesn't have a blue sky like we do. We have a blue sky because when the sunshine comes through the air, we see the light reflecting off the air, making colors, and we have clouds that we can see, but on the moon, there's nothing up above the ground. It's just empty space, so it just looks black. And if people look up on the moon, they just see black space. And they see the stars and the sun and maybe the Earth, but there's nothing else to see. It's just empty space above the moon. That's why people have to wear...
Here's some pictures about the moon.
Oh, these are pictures of the moon going into the shadow of the Earth, I think. Part of the moon is getting shaded by the Earth. The Earth is going between the moon and the sun. And so when the moon goes behind the Earth, it goes into Earth's shadow a little bit. And so part of the moon we can't see. And then part of the moon turns a little bit of a reddish color because the sunlight going through the edge of the air on the Earth Yes, part of it gets darker, the part that's in the shadow, and part of it still is in the sunshine, so that part is still light.
About the moon.
Yeah, these are pictures.
There's some pictures of the moon and the Earth. Here's the Earth and the clock. It takes a long time to drive to the moon. And an airplane and a rocket takes a long time to fly to the moon.
Yeah, so the rocket, the spaceship for the Apollo astronauts, it took a little over 3 days to get to the moon. It was going very, very fast, and it still took 3 days to get to the moon. Here is an airplane, like the airplanes that we fly on. An airplane can't fly to the moon, but if an airplane went to the moon at the same speed that it flies on the Earth, it would take about 3 weeks to get to the moon.
So if the cars drive from to the moon, that would happen a long time before it gets to the moon.
Yeah, a car travels even slower than an airplane, and a car only rolls on the ground. But if we went at the same speed as a car and tried to go to the moon, it would take about 5 months. So this, you can see how this is how big the Earth is compared to the moon, and it's much, much farther to the moon than it is around the whole world. You could go around the whole world much faster than you can go to the moon at the same speed. But when light shines, when a beam of light shines from one place to another, it goes very, very, very fast.
Oh, here's moon and Earth. Oh, there's a big box of questions for the Earth pyramids and the rocks to spin the wheel of the Earth into, and the rocks got mixed together around the Earth. And then make another baby moon.
Well, this is an idea people have about where the moon came from. Some people think that a big ball came and crashed into the Earth, and then when it smashed into the Earth, lots of pieces of the Earth came off and went around the Earth, and then those pieces came together. They pulled each other together to make the moon. That's where some people think the moon came from.
If the sun is on, this side,
oh,
and the moon is blocking the sun, we can't see the sun, and if the Earth is blocking the moon, we can't see the moon, right? So,
yeah, so
if the sun is on the side, the moon and the Earth on the side, we can't see the sun. And if the sun is on the side and the moon and the Earth on the side, we will not see the sun either.
Well, so in this picture up here, the moon is between the sun and the Earth. And so part of the Earth is in the moon's shadow. So it gets dark on part of the Earth, and people on that part of the Earth, if they look up, they see the dark side of the moon, and they see some of the glow of the sun behind it. The moon is blocking the sun from that part of the Earth, so they don't get sunshine, and it gets dark for just a minute. Well, the moon goes in front of the sun over that spot on the Earth. And then this picture shows what happens if the Earth is between the sun and the moon. Then the moon can be in the Earth's shadow. And in this picture, only part of the moon is in the Earth's shadow, so only part of it gets dark. But sometimes the whole moon can be in the Earth's shadow, and then the whole moon gets dark. So no part of the moon has any sunshine on it. And if we look up at the moon when that's happening, it looks like the moon disappears because it gets completely dark. So we can't see the moon at all when that happens. And then other times we can't see the moon because even though it's not in the Earth's shadow, if the moon is out like right here, then it may be that all we can see is the dark side of the moon. And if we can only see the dark side of the moon, if the sunlight is shining on the other side of the moon that we can't see, then we don't see the moon. So sometimes the moon just looks dark from where we can see it. But then other times the sunshine is shining on part of the moon that is pointed toward us. So then we can see it. And sometimes only part of the moon that we can see is in the sunshine. So every month The moon goes around the Earth, and as it goes around, in the beginning we can see a little bit of the moon, and then we can see more and more until we can see the whole round side of the moon pointing toward us. That's a full moon. And then as the moon keeps going around the Earth, then we can see less and less until we can't see any at all. And then as it keeps going around, then we start over, and then we can see more and more until the moon gets full again.
Okay, let's keep going.
Okay. So this picture shows...
Oh, here's a picture of the lunar lander.
Yeah, there's a picture of the lunar lander. And this is a little machine that they left on the moon. It's a seismometer, which measures shaking. So the moon, sometimes the ground on the moon shakes just a little bit. And that happens on the Earth, too. But we have to feel very closely to feel it, because usually it's very small. But a seismometer feels shaking, even if it's very small. And so they were trying to measure how much the moon is shaking. And...
Mom, I got to see the teardrama.
Oh.
Yeah, let's just leave it there.
我要看看。
你别动啊！我要看看。这给你录呢，你别动吧。你要看什么？我要拿你的电话看看。你能不能别拿我的电话？行不行？我要看看。你已经看过了呀。这是什么呀？你那个爸爸给你讲完了吗？嗯。